and two cumulases.
Let's go. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to episode 59 of the TCR podcast. What is up, Lily Bay?
Aquí nomás drinking a pumpkin spice martini that I saw on Reels, and I shared it to my friend, which lives with me, and tell me why this hoe got here with all the ingredients.
Yeah, I think she went to like 10
all
stores.
I did was share. Like,
did you really?
Yeah, she's sitting right there. I can't share nothing to her because she's down to pass by the store on her way home and buy everything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, she's going to go everywhere. And she did. she even went.
She couldn't find the pumpkin spice syrup. So she went to Publix, Walgreens, Winn-Dixie, and then she went to Starbucks to see if they would sell her.
How many stores? Three? Four?
Squirts.
Three stores just to get this one drink.
Y le dije from the beginning, don't worry if you can't find it. Like, I'll figure it out because the syrup is mainly for sweetener. But ya tenía lechera, so I'm like, I don't need lechera plus sweetener. You know, like, that's too much sugar going on. And sure enough, it was bomb without the syrup. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Yo quiero saber quién de aquí lavó mi vaso en el dishwasher.
Todo lo que se mugre se va a ir al dishwasher. Aquí nadie lava
guys,
trastes a mano, chiquitita.
Mando fucked up my bota shots. You know the leather bota shots that you buy from Mexico? Well, we got them at Rock'em. Mando put them in the dishwasher and they were all melted.
No, it was one of them. It was just one, no?
I threw away two.
Oh, damn. Well, good thing, now that you bring that up, good thing that we're going back to Houston. And we might go back to Rock'em.
Go get more.
So if Juani, you're listening, or anyone from the Rock'em team is listening back home, we'll be there. We'll be in Rock'em. We'll get some bota shots. And don't worry, no pasa nada. But yeah, babe,
how
you doing?
My cup says pick y piso. That's what it says.
The hell does that mean?
Pick y piso. It's supposed to say pick your poison.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
All right, babe.
I hate it.
So this morning you were on live, right? Mm-hmm. And you were like talking about your dream car, y no sé qué, right?
¿Ya me lo compraste o qué?
And I know if you were able to win like $10,000, right? Uh-huh. That's probably what you would do with it, right?
Hell no.
Give a down payment for your dream car?
No.
All right. Something crazy, something interesting, not like renovations for
if
the
they
house
told
or nothing.
If
no,
they,
if
wait,
they just
wait.
Threw you, you want $10,000, what would you do with them?
I couldn't buy my car with $10,000. I'll tell you that much.
Like a down payment for it, maybe?
No, where are you going with this?
Just keep going.
If they were to tell me, here's $10,000 and you have to spend it towards a car,
no.
Then yeah, I would buy my
car. Okay, well, let me change that up. What would you do with $10,000 right now? Something fun, not boring, like fix your room or your closet. That's boring. Something
fixing
fun.
A pool boring?
That's boring, too.
Babe, but we have pool parties. That's fun. Something fun that I could do with $10,000. Fun.
You suck. Come on. Something fun. Like travel or I guess you already travel. So I guess
let me think. Wait, I have a brain fart. What would I do for fun? Take the whole family on a vacation to like somewhere here, a cabin.
Oh, okay.
You know, like get a badass cabin. And well, maybe I can't pay for all of them. They'll have to drive over there. Like but I'll pay for the badass cabin.
$10,000 is pretty much the badass cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I think we spent like $12,000
on your cabin for your last.
Damn,
no,
cabins
for
are
two
expensive.
Birthdays
all right, that's cool. Well, the reason I bring it up is because Salud is actually giving away $10,000. They're celebrating that they're going to be in 1,200 stores,
dang.
Walmart. So with that, they're giving away $10,000. Go check out their TikTok and Instagram for more information. Too bad. You probably can't win.
That's what I was about to say. The real question is, can I enter?
I don't think so.
You know what sucks about our friends doing giveaways?
Yeah.
That we can't enter. Because that's a badass giveaway. They always do badass giveaways. So I know they sell their Salud hydration packs and all that. And a lot more merch, as you see Mando has on.
By the way, they got a new trucker hat, some new pins, so go check them out on their website.
Always follow their Instagram because on their Instagram, they're always doing, I was going to say badass, but no, they're doing crazy-ass giveaways all the time. I've seen them do flights, plus paid hotel, plus everything on their Instagram. I've seen them, wait, what else have they done?
they Bad Bunny tickets.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
they get
yeah.
you a limo. They fly you in. And
I
they
love that.
Put you front row
I
seats.
Love that.
Like the
I
full
don't know
experience,
who
you know?
Gives them the ideas, but can you please give me
Help
some ideas? Because I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and in case you don't already know, don't forget, if you guys are shopping on Salud's website, use code TCR10
yep.
so they know that you are coming from us. And don't forget my favorite flavors. I already said it many times, but lemonade, strawberry, hibiscus.
Mm-hmm. Is there
my mouth is watering.
This is like way off subject, but kind of still on subject. Is there a flavor that they don't have that you would want to add or like your personal flavor?
You know what?
Flavor?
He asked me that last time.
What would you do? Like something clever, something different? Or are you good with what they have?
I'm a little weird, so.
A ver.
I said, I don't know what I told him because I think I was drunk, but I think I said spicy pickle.
What the hell? Spicy pickle? That sounds
you don't
disgusting.
Like pickle juice?
No? Who I drinks pickle juice just like that?
Me?
Babe, that's weird. Like agua fresca de pickle juice? I guess some
Ooh,
chia seeds in it or something,
that sounds
right?
pretty yummy. Yeah. Man, people that love pickles know what I'm talking about, bro.
There's like I'm 10 people in this world that like pickles. That's it.
Jenny, would you drink
no,
a pickle,
nobody would
a
drink
spicy
that.
Pickle juice agua fresca?
Nah. That's just y'all too. Y'all got, you guys are weird.
Let me know down below in the comments if you would try that. You know what is a good idea, though, for them? I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Once upon a time, I posted me making a healthier version cocktail with their Salud packs, which, by the way, got millions of views.
Sheesh.
That's how they recognize me. Just kidding. and I kind of said, why don't you make like that, like some kind of packs, especially made for cocktails. Like we'd be on diet. Well, we'd be trying to be on diet, but we still borracha sometimes, yeah. You know? So like a spicy margarita, pack, hydration pack.
Yeah.
So you're like doing two in one, but this line would be specifically for cocktails. You know, what do you think?
I think that's badass.
Cause anybody
yeah.
could just
like
mix
a quick
it
mix,
with
right?
liquor
yeah.
and sparkling
and
water and bam. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, you kind of could do that already, no?
Yeah, you can. You can, but it just adds more
okay.
flavors.
Yeah, I get you. I
but
get
flavors
you.
That would be weird to drink with just water, you know, like spicy margarita. Mm-hmm. You're not going to drink
mojito
that.
Or mojito or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe you could do that for the cocktail line. I'm
not
just
you
saying.
Giving ideas.
Lily Bay's cocktail
edition.
Salud collab.
Well, I mean, we keep talking about it, but I feel like these last 2 years, Salud has like came out with so many things. Can you imagine in the next 2-3 years what else is coming for Salud?
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see that. We have more surprises for you guys. We actually got a Salud house in Houston.
Dang!
Fully decked out with Salud. So I'm excited for you guys to see
dang.
That next Friday. No, next Thursday for Xphobia in Houston. It's going to be lit. You already know. We've been promoting
yeah.
it all over our social medias. Are you excited for that, babe? Well, yeah.
You already know. You already know. I finally got my costume.
Can you tell us what it is?
No. Well, I will tell you that I ordered one costume only. Y me quedó y dije, aquí ya chingamos y ese es el que me voy a llevar.
Well, that's interesting because sometimes you're like, you know what? Let me try something else, but you're done, huh? You're like,
I freaking hate shopping.
No le muevas, yeah.
Once I like something, like, that's it.
Yeah,
I don't keep looking. But
that's
I
good.
Wish I was a little more extravagant. But
so you think you could do a little more with that costume?
I don't
like,
have the
echar
eye
más
for
ganas?
That.
Okay.
I really try a little bit, but I feel like I don't have the eye for that. For
you
like
know what would be badass? And I don't know if you've been looking or there's someone like in Houston that could do some spooky ass makeup for you for your costume, right? Is that possible?
Spooky. I want to look.
So you're
going to
do
sexy.
Like a regular makeup on it? Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
I know what you're
there's
saying.
There's, like, a lot of, like, art into Halloween
maybe, like,
sometimes,
a bedazzled
you know?
Liner.
Whatever.
I'll go that far.
Bedazzle means. I don't know. But, yeah.
But before we move on, you guys, don't forget, we have 2 weeks left.
Get 2 weeks.
Okay,
9 days.
Espérate. Next week is Xphobia yeah. Night, our first Halloween event ever. So, if you guys want to buy tickets, look up at Xphobia Night on Instagram. Y ahí va a estar the link.
Yeah, I'll leave the link down below, too.
And everything.
Yeah.
take your mom, take your dad, take your grandma, take your tío, share the post. Yeah, it's going to be a movie, so.
And let me clarify some things, guys. I've been seeing a lot of questions. People are, like, a little worried that it's going to be too spooky. Like, it's going to be scary. Oh, yeah,
somebody did ask me
and
that.
It is not that. It's literally.
Okay, I wish.
I'm going to tell you what the fuck it is. And literally, this is what it is. It's literally people in freaking costumes partying like they were at a nightclub. That's it. Yeah. That's all it freaking is. It's not like haunted house or Night of the Desmadre.
I wish there was a haunted house on your way in.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Like here, something like we did here. Like a little scare. Pero,
you know, it's only our first one. So ideally, con el tiempo, you guys will give us feedback and what else we can add realistically. Porque tampoco me digan, add a whole fair on the outside, you know?
That'd be dope. I mean, only the sky's the limit because, like Lily said, this is our first event. I'm not saying we're going to do, well, I think we're going to do a Halloween event every year. But ideally. I'm not saying that that's the only type of events we would do. Mm-hmm. People have been asking for a Lily Fest, so I'm just throwing that out there. But first, let's finish.
I forgot this thing had. Does it have something up
no.
here?
First, let's knock out X-Phobia. Have a great time. It's going to be amazing. I'm just excited. I can't wait for next Friday already. It's going to be lit. Me too. But yeah, X-Phobia tickets link down below, so go check that out. All right, moving on, babe. I saw you were upstairs laying down, super chilling. And I was like, babe, what are you doing? And she was literally going through her phone trying to shop for her altar, her Dia de los Muertos altar. That we had an altar here. We took it down. I think it was too big for the house, right? Yeah, so you want something a little smaller just for the event we had last weekend. And I was thinking, I mean, thinking about this kind of sucks, but it just came to me. Mm-hmm. If there was a day, well, the day is going to come,
future.
Right?
In the future, right?
Uh-huh. In 100 years, let's say, and there's an altar with your picture on it, right? Obviously, you know, you're
in 100 years.
You're with Jesus or whatever, right? In 100 years. They always put something next to your picture. Like next to my grandma, there was water. She was always asking for water. Like if she was chilling on the sofa, we would know to bring her water, right? Uh-huh. Some people, whatever signifies you, right? What would signify you? What would be next to your picture in that altar?
A carne asada, straight up.
No manches.
I love carne asada.
Some beef jerky or what?
No, like, you know how you're supposed to cook for them? Some people literally make mole, rice, like an actual meal.
But that day, like they sit it there that day or like it's sitting there for the 2 weeks of the altar?
No, usually like that day.
Oh, okay, all day.
But it's something that could sit there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, food could sit there, pan or whatever, you know, a michelada. Dang. Mm-hmm. What's the perfect michelada for you though?
Shit. Fucking chamoinito spicy pickle michelada. Look.
Are you just saying it because that's your brother?
No, Jenny, talk out loud so I can hear you.
She said it's the best michelada ever.
We freaking, every Saturday I wake up just like, esta maldita dieta, you know? But you know what? I've been going a few weeks in a row now, but last week when I went, I had an awe moment. I was like, wait, I can just order a spicy pickle agua mineral michelada. So that's what I did last week.
To save you some calories.
It's so good, though.
All right. I guess the next question, we're getting way
off subject. Which he sells on his website.
That's what I'm saying.
At Chamoinito. He always sells out whenever I post him. So he doesn't let me post him all the time. but it really does sell out. So if you guys want to check him out, chamoinito.com. Spicy michelada mix he has and spicy pickles that are homemade. I always tell people he literally home makes these. My mouth is watering. Super crunchy. I wish I had one here just to do ASMR because every time I do it, you guys sell them out, like I said. But if you order, don't forget to put them in the fridge and then eat them because it tastes better. A million times
cold.
Better cold.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a hot pickle.
No hot pickles.
Why do you ask what's my favorite michelada?
No, because then we went this weekend, and Chamoinito was not there to make your michelada. So your sister made your michelada with the same ingredients. Was it the same?
Yeah.
Okay, it's, cool. That's what I wanted to know.
He pre-makes his mix, and then they just throw it in there.
So it's easy, guys. Ahí está. Just get the Chamoinito mix, and then the beer, ya está. Same michelada that Lily Bay would have.
It's so good.
Which he's also going to
with a Victoria, Houston. With a Victoria or a Modelo or...
something
a Modelo Negra,
oscura, right? Yeah, like a dark
Victoria
beer.
Or Modelo Negro. Those are my two faves.
No.
What?
You said earlier that on that altar you would put like a fancy cocktail too, right?
I did say that.
Well, I'm glad you asked me.
Any type of fancy cocktail. Oh, yeah. What about you, babe? What would you put next to your...
I'm glad you asked me. Wait, can you guess? I already know what would be on there.
But a cowboy something.
Nah, like a laptop.
A laptop.
Since I'm always on my laptop.
Hey, babe.
All right?
Oh.
Some coffee?
A coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're addicted to coffee.
I really am, but I'm not drinking coffee right now. I'm actually drinking Salud, so yeah.
Yeah. I think you would have a coffee or your laptop, like you said, but nobody fucking does that. Or like a little football, mini football
yeah,
or
true,
something.
True, true. Or America, little
three
logo
things
there.
To describe you. Coffee.
Coffee.
Football.
Football.
Laptop.
Laptop. And you, michelada, under eye concealer.
I don't wear under eye concealer.
I don't know. And what's the next one? I don't know.
Like three
like
little
random
things.
Like a fancy cocktail. Like,
oye, soy una borracha que michelada,
like
fancy cocktail.
She would literally like go to a restaurant in the middle of nowhere because she saw on Yelp that they have fancy cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Así de fácil.
Yep.
And, oh, maybe a planta, no?
A what?
Yeah, you don't really care for plantas no
a
more.
A crystal?
A crystal, there you go.
Let me see, three things that describe me. But it's not like you, like every day you have a coffee.
Uh-huh.
Every day, if there's football, you are watching it, uh-huh. Right?
Oh, maybe some.
Not that there is football every day,
maybe
but if
some
there
pickles.
Was.
Pickles.
Oh, pickles. But something that I do every day, I don't think I have like a every day, a bed, wake up late, I don't know.
Yeah, probably a bed.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't have like an everyday thing like you. Have you noticed that?
Don't. I'm going to probably cut this out because we're thinking too much, right?
No, you don't have to. It's true, though. We're literally thinking, what do I do like every day like yourself? My phone? Just my phone, maybe.
Damn, what is it?
I don't have any obsessions, Armando. That's what it is. Or what is it when you're addicted? Addictions.
Addiction?
I don't have no addictions, Armando.
A dick
TikTok. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Damn, we're stuck on that subject.
Yeah. All right. Let me know three things down below that describe me. Okay.
Great. I love when you say that. I love when you guys comment down below because I literally know that you guys are watching. I see the views, but when I see the comments, I see that you guys are watching. And we know what to do on the next podcast. We know where to improve and all that. So when you guys comment, it makes my day. So go comment down below. What would be on your altar? What three things signify you? And, you know, let's have a conversation down below in the comments. All right, babe. Florida, right, has a lot of haunted houses, right? And one of the most, I guess, known and the scariest haunted house is literally, I think, like 20, 30 minutes. How long, how far is Brooksville from here?
Brooksville?
It's like an hour?
What is that?
I think it's like an hour north.
Yeah, probably isn't that far.
I wrote some notes down right here. It's the most haunted house in Florida.
¿Y por qué no me has llevado?
The house was built in 1856. 2 years later, after the guy that built it, he died. His wife then remarried someone. And then they had a baby. The baby died in the house.
Oh, my God.
So then
bad.
they have another baby. The wife dies. And then that same the next baby dies también. They end up moving out. And during the Civil War times, it became like a hospital. So, obviously, a lot of people died in that house. I think it's like a four-story home. So, there's a lot of crazy souls. There's a lot of crazy things going on there. But it's a little cool that it's here, close to us. So, hopefully, we can go visit it and check it out.
Did you look it up to see if it's like a...
Like if they do tours?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And maybe we could go soon.
¿Cuándo me llevas? ¿Mañana?
No, mañana. Babe, I told Lily Bay, como le dijo su papá, no donde quiera que te inviten, tienes que ir.
He did tell me that.
Y sí, le invitaron a Salem, Massachusetts. Never in my life I've heard of Salem, Massachusetts.
Pues no vayas.
Pues me invitaste, so voy contigo. So this weekend, we're going to Salem, Massachusetts. Are you excited for that trip?
I'm super excited.
What are we doing over there?
There's no itinerary.
Okay.
But we're just vibing. We're going to go Hocus Pocus vibes. We're going to go witchy vibes. Walk around. There's a lot of museums. There's a lot of haunted tours. There's a lot of bars. It's like a drinking town. Think of like a little Halloween town.
Okay.
And yeah, I think so far we do have, what was it? We just paid it yesterday. Yeah. I don't remember. It's like some kind, a haunted tour. We have a haunted tour that we paid for. A breakfast reservation. And well, technically we're only going to be there three whole days.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And
no, we get there Thursday at midnight. So Friday.
We get there Thursday at midnight?
Yes.
Okay. We're only going to be there Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday.
Yeah, and we come back Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, my friends were going for longer. Pero since we have exphobia 3 days after we get back, we can't be out there that long because we got too much shit to do over here.
We really do. But yeah. Aside from all that, you did say scary tours and all that. Did you know that at one point at these haunted houses, people were able to come like push you and scare you and grab you? You know that, right? Obviously. Until some pinche lady sued one of these theme parks and made a lot of money because she got pushed or grabbed, and somehow, some way, she won this lawsuit. So now at these theme parks, they're not able to jump scare you with like touching you and all that. So that sucks, right? But check out esta. There's a haunted house in Tennessee built in 2017 called the McCamey Manor House, right? It's a haunted house like no other. I don't think you would be down for this haunted house. Wait till I tell you what it is. The place is known because it offers you $20,000, right? $20,000 if you are able to make it through the full experience, right? But there's a 24,000 people waiting list. So imagínate, this is like 10 years. This haunted house goes throughout the whole year. So like, it's not like a Halloween thing. It's like a full year thing, right? There's so many different rooms y todo. They're able to drug you. They're able to pull out your teeth. They're able to pull out your hair, cut your hair. They're able to like rozar a chainsaw like right next to you just to get you like, it's more like a torture house versus a haunted house.
No.
But I mean, wait, it gets better, right?
Can I take my gun in there? That's a real question.
They're able to open your mouth and put roaches in your mouth.
No, I would never, not even for $1 million.
For $20,000, babe.
No.
Si lo haces o no?
No.
I guess it's not really a haunted house, right? It's more like a torture house.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've heard of that.
The way that I found about this haunted torture house.
Para los masoquistas.
Is that Hulu actually has a documentary about this whole haunted house thing. So I'm excited to check
that
out.
I think it's mainly more for people that like to be tortured.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
So there's like a 20 or 30 page like waiver list that you have to sign before you go in. So like the only way that you get out, like you can't even get out. Like you can't be like, all right, I'm done.
You lost me at the roaches.
The only way you could get out is if they say, okay, yeah, you're done. Like, or if there's an ambulance that takes you. But other than that, there's no way.
No, I would never. I don't like being tortured. So yeah. Hell?
I guess it's a torture.
I don't even like you blindfolding me. You know when. So imagine that.
So you won't do it?
No.
Okay. Got it.
No. What do you?
Hell nah. Well, one, I'm not a big fan of
getting
haunted
scared.
Houses. Like, I only go to the haunted houses porque te quiero apoyar.
I know. So last, like 2 years ago, for the first time, we went to Screamageddon. It's here close to Tampa. And I had never been, but I had heard that, it's scarier than Halloween Horror Nights and than Hollow Scream and all of these Halloween attractions we have here in the Tampa area, right?
Yeah.
And I heard, oh, you have to sign a waiver and everything because they super scare you. They could grab you, pick you up, right? We go, we get there. We did sign a waiver. We walk in and they don't grab you. They don't do nothing. They do scare you, but they don't do the rest. And I would like to go to a haunted house that actually like grabs you and fucking runs with you into the the forest and then go looking for that. But not the roaches or pulling out my teeth or anything.
That's torture. That's not haunted.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So that's where you guys went wrong. But I'm excited to see that documentary. I don't know what's it called, but I'm gonna check it out on Hulu.
You are gonna watch a documentary?
I love documentaries.
Mando se duerme.
Neta que sí, pero no pasa nada.
¿Cuánto duras en acabarte un documentary de unas 2 horas?
Like, at least like 7 sit downs. Like
7 days.
Sit down and watch it for like 20 minutes, fall asleep, and then I gotta watch the other 20 minutes. So, like 7 days.
Yeah.
Lily Bay se chinga un documentary, unos tres en un día.
Yo me chingo un whole series in one night, the 18 episodes. I swear to God.
How is that possible?
You know I will. I don't know how you don't, but I do.
But yeah. All right. Moving on. So this weather has me feeling it's ghost in here.
It's haunted in here.
So this weather has me feeling chilly. Shout outs to the weather. It feels amazing here in Florida. Yeah. I think it was like 55 degrees.
For the past two
feels
days, amazing. It's been amazing, like sweater weather, which is a little rare. I feel like in October, we usually don't get that.
Nah, it's early.
Maybe I think we're going to, if we have it right now, next week is going to be hot again.
I really hope that we have a cold Christmas finally.
Or a cold Halloween. Because remember our past Halloween parties, it's always freaking hot,
Well, I'm
going to
check the weather in Houston. It'll be dope if it's
pinche Houston siempre hace un calorón como aquí también.
It really is, man. But yeah, so this chilly weather has me wanting some tamales, right? You know where's the easiest place to find a tamal?
Mexico?
Mm-mm. It's at a hospital. Porque está malito.
Oh, my God.
What
the hell, babe?
But yeah, you guys, all right.
Anyways, we'll see you guys right now after the break.
Let's go. We'll be back. All right. Let's freaking go. That part flew quick. It was super flowy. Shout outs to Lily Bay. I didn't even put her out. Look at her little cute outfit that she has on today. Looking hella cute, but not sexy at all. Porque I don't know where you got that from, but it's cute. Cute, comfy, right?
Yeah, this is my sexy Halloween.
That has nothing, not 1% of sexy. In
pues hoy fuimos a una tiendita y te dije que me compraras uno y no quisiste, so ahora te chingas.
You know what I was thinking? You know what I was thinking?
What?
When we went to that spot.
It's adult store.
Yeah, it's not even.
Because they have costumes there, by the way, huh?
How do I put this? Well, I didn't think about it there. I thought about it right now when I saw a TikTok. It pretty much said, spend your money on experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Spend your money on travel. Like, for example, the TikTok said, if you want to spend $100 taking your mom to eat, take her. Just take her. If you want to go travel and spend $1,000 on some crazy trip that your friends want to take, just take it, because the money's gonna come back sooner or later, but the time is not gonna come back. So when we were at that shop, I was like, this is fun, this is some cool experiences. I was just thinking about the experience. I wasn't thinking about nothing else. So just a little shift. And that brings up a whole nother subject that I want to talk to you guys.
To get out of your comfort zone and do things.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone.
It doesn't have to mean wasting money. Like today we went to that store and we didn't really waste much at all. They have Halloween costumes there and a whole bunch of other stuff, if you know what I mean. But I guess that's what you mean, right? Just get out of your comfort zone and go to new little places and stuff. Because honestly, even though you guys see que siempre andamos pa arriba y pa abajo, when we are in Tampa, when we are home, our routine, it's 90% of the time
always
is
the same.
Wake up, gym, come back home. And even on the weekends, wake up, gym, warehouse, work, come back home. Yeah. And sometimes it'll be Friday and we're done with it. Like, we just want to get home and relax. But every once in a blue moon, the Party Plug, aka my other businesses, has been making me get out. Like, if I have to go pick something up at night or something. And I'm like, bro, look at all these people out here living their best life. Everything's packed. All the restaurants, all the lit areas in Tampa are packed. And we're at home. Mando's sleeping on the couch.
Knocked out.
I'm right here digging through my phone or watching a movie. And every time that happens to me, I remind myself, I need to push myself, or you guys need to push yourself to get out. Because I always tell Mando, what do I tell you?
We're young right now. We're going to be tired later on, right?
Is that what I'm like, we have hopefully our whole old age.
To relax on the sofa, home,
relaxing, because maybe we don't have the energy to be out. But right now that we still have a little bit of that energy, and I say a little bit because we be tired.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure you guys be tired too, especially if you work a lot, if you have kids and all of that, I get it. But push yourself to get out of your comfort zone and go do something.
Experiences.
Even if it's like,
yeah,
for
different.
Us, walk around the river walk, maybe go to the park after work instead of coming straight home every day.
Every day.
Especially if we're already together. Yeah. Like, we don't have to kill time by, waiting till each other gets home and then getting ready. And then, no, we're ready together in the streets. So, let's do something, because.
And along with that, and something I thought about right now is a mind shift. And this completely helped me so much recently. A mind shift that my homie, which I'm going to tell you his lifestyle and what he does. He pretty much lives in a huge penthouse in downtown Tampa. I think his rent is like $7,000 a month. Mm-hmm. He drives a nice car and all that, right? So one day he posted on his reels. He said, if you do a little mind shift on something, your life will completely change. Mm-hmm. For example, he was like, instead of being like, damn, I just spent $300 on my light bill. $300, that's a lot. Instead of being sad or mad that you spend so much money, if you do a little quick mind shift to say, damn, I'm so grateful that I'm able to afford this light bill, that I'm able to keep the lights on, you're literally spending the same money. You're going to have to spend it. So it's that mind shift that you did, just by switching that, it's going to give you such a different vibe, such a different energy. So it's all about mind shifts. Like the other day, we have a little spin the wheel of fortune at the warehouse, and the both girls won on that wheel of fortune for us to fill up their gas tank, right? So llegó el día que they needed me to fill up their gas tank. So instead of me being like, damn, I'm about to spend $100 on each gas tank, instead of doing that in my mind, I was like, yo, I'm so grateful, one, to be able to fill up their gas tank, and two, to fill up their gas tank because they're able to come to work on our business, on their work, and be able to supply their family and be able to work for me. So when I did that mind shift, is it called a mind shift? It's like a switch that you do. Mm-hmm. It completely changed my life, I guess. And whenever I feel that way, like when I have a bill.
Whenever you're dreading something.
Yeah, whenever I have a big bill coming and I'm dreading it, I'm like, damn. The mortgage for the house is about to come, or the car payment, whatever.
All the payments leave today.
You know, whatever. It's always at the beginning of the month. Instead of being like, damn, you know, you do like that little mind shift, and it's like okay, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, thank God we can pay it. It's just completely good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So yeah. Ahí les dejé un consejo para el día de hoy.
I have one too, but give me a sec. I have to look for it.
She's searching for that one. But yeah, that's just something that I was thinking about, and it has helped me a lot. So, you know, if it helped you out, share that with someone too, because it really does work.
Switching your mindset from I hope I can do this to I'm going to make shit happen is a game changer. That kind of goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, switching your mindset from I hope I can do this to I'm going to make shit happen is a game changer.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've already always thought like this, but I never knew how to put it into words until I read that. I was like, bro, that's literally what I'm always kind of trying to tell you. With that aspect that you just said, you know, because you even told me yourself, right? Whenever he saw his friend posted, Leo, he was like, I know you always say this, but today he saw that somebody posted it. And and ever since he read that, I have seen it in Mando, because I've told you guys in the past, you know, that Mando be a little codo sometimes, right? But he has completely changed. He wasn't like that before. But I get it. You know, we're both adulting. Not me, but he went from living in Miami. He was only living in Miami for maybe like what by yourself? Like
a year.
Almost, like a year. Yeah, like 2 years. Maybe 2 years. But before that, living with his parents.
Yeah.
To having a million bills to pay now. Like going from like a few $1,000 bills that you had in Miami to now times 20.
Yeah, it's insane.
I get it. It's I feel like it's normal for people to go through like a little stage where they're like, damn, like it's so much. But yeah, that mind shift change I feel really works. So instead of dreading it, you're gonna pay it anyways.
Yeah, you're gonna pay
it. Be happy, like thank God I could pay this ya mañana. A ver cómo lo hacemos with whatever else you guys have going on, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, this is crazy too. I'm like, yo, this week I gotta literally make this amount. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I gotta make this amount. Bro, tell me why speaking to existence works. We get some random deals or we get some random sales. I'm like, yo, where did this come from? Where did it come from? So I highly, highly believe in
manifesting,
speaking out to existence. And the number one thing that everyone says that works, and I don't do it as much, but I do it every now and then, is writing it down. Like, once you put it into ink, those things are really going to come true. Yeah. And that's something that I got to practice more of.
Yeah.
I keep it in my mind. I speak it out. I randomly, every morning, go out. I don't know if you don't see me, but I go out.
I do see you.
I walk around my yard. I walk around the front. And literally, like, I swear to you, I walk and talk out loud. Be like, thank God, I'm grateful for this, grateful for my family, like every morning. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now I'm going to try writing things down and see how that works out. Like literally writing
like
it down.
Like a vision board or something like that?
Like a vision board, yeah. Because I follow a couple friends that do a vision board, and I'm like, yo, they are really, really knocking the shit out in their vision board, like really doing it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of people do vision boards. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to accomplish it, but behind every vision board, there's a lot of work that goes to it. So if you put a vision board, put a shitload of work into it, and trust the situation, it's going to go down. So that's that.
My vision board is my Pinterest, but next year I'll print it out.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Like, I'll print it out.
Have an actual, have it in ink and write shit down. Like, it really does
work.
Yeah,
another thing that I feel really, really works is, like Mando said, always being grateful and speak it out loud. Fun fact, when me and Mando first moved in together, every single night before we went to bed, we would say three things we were grateful for.
Yeah.
Every single night.
For like a good year. Two years.
For the whole time we were living together at the Efficiency.
That's crazy.
Even in downtown. But then I don't know what happened. You would think that. I know what happened. Never mind. I know what happened. But we did it for so long, and I feel like we've accomplished so much in so little time. To where, you know, other people, let's say, like, there's a lot of businesses out there that start and fail, yeah, or that, unfortunately, you know, maybe they didn't fail, but they haven't succeeded as fast as we have, let's say, which is normal, right? It's normal. But I feel like we've got to where we're at so far because we were always so grateful for it. And like you said, manifesting and all of that good stuff, being positive and all that. I always tell people the energy you put out is the energy you put back in. So us, for example, we go to work every day. We're happy to go to work. Yeah. We love what we do. We're not like dreading it every day or I don't want to be here or oh my God, like never, right? So I think that this all is like a recipe for success.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you guys take little notes from all this because I feel like it really did work for us.
Yeah, and one thing we don't do, I kid you not. We don't look at other businesses. We don't look at other people and be like, damn, they're doing really good or anything like that. We're just so focused in our shit and everything else that we do that we don't have time to even look at other businesses. We do see what works in the industry. We do see what maybe other pages are doing, but we don't compare ourselves. And that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Just do you, grind hard, and stop comparing yourself. Stop looking at other pages that or other friends that según they're growing or they have these huge numbers. Just focus on yourself and keep pushing, you know?
That goes for everything. Don't ever compare yourself to anybody. Everybody's on their own path and, you know, el sol sale para todos, you know? But talking about comparing, one thing that, like, we don't do it at all, that sometimes we don't even recognize what we have right in front of us. One time we had a friend of ours. We did a podcast with them that she literally told us, like, yo, because we were like giving them like, yo, we're so happy for you guys. Like, this is amazing because we were getting a tour of their warehouse and stuff. Like, you guys are killing it, you know, like that's fucking badass. We were like hyping them up, right? And then they turn around and they're like, no, you know what's really like motivating to us or that we think is badass? And I'm like, what? They're like, you guys literally have people working for you guys full time. Every day you guys are sending out packages every single day. That is a blessing in itself, because she kind of put herself out. She's like, us, we do drops, sell out, we don't work until the next drop. So they don't really have a full-time team Monday through Friday or none of that. And I had never seen it like that. Never, because again, we don't ever be like, you know, comparing or none of that, you know? So until she said that, I was like, damn, you know what? That's true. I never thought about it that way. We have so many people that work for us full-time plus part-time, all the time, all the time. So we are super grateful to be able to do that, because one time, you guys know I'm looking for an assistant. We just hired on another person part-time, and I'm looking for
a full-time assistant.
And I'm also looking for a part-timer for the party plug, right? So the other day I'm over there telling, I was telling Miriam, our manager at the warehouse, yo, we really need an assistant, you know? And she's like, yes, I've been told you guys need an assistant, you know, the whole spiel, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm looking through resumes. Unfortunately, a lot of people live super far. Like, I don't trust myself enough yet, since it would be my first assistant ever, to make somebody make the move all the way down here. Y que tal if it doesn't work out, you know? So I don't know how I put it into words, but I'm like, yo, I literally have to, we're literally taking 50 grand out of our pocket
a year
more to hire this assistant, right? And I don't want it. I want it to be good. So that's why I'm really, really going through all my options. I'm really going through all the resumes and everything, right? And when I said it like that, I've never said something like that out loud. I was like, yo, the fact that we already do that with all of our employees that we currently have, that itself was a blessing. Like, we are providing, well, we how do I say it? We are helping put a roof over.
Yeah, providing, helping people provide for their family. You know?
So yeah, it wasn't until our friend told me that, that I was like, okay, that's badass, you know? And now I can, I've always seen, I see ourselves as entrepreneurs, business owners, influencers are like the last thing I always see ourselves. And you guys always tell us too that you guys want to see more business related content. But I don't see it like, how other people have came up to us and told us that they see us, right? Like we've had numerous amount of, let's say, bigger influencer friends that have businesses and that are successful that tell us this. And they're like shook as to how we were able to do it without being influencers first. And yeah, just them telling us and reassuring us makes me be like, you know what? Okay. We're doing good.
We're in the right path.
Yeah, we're on the right path. So all those little tips we gave you guys, for us, they definitely work. So I hope you guys take them into consideration and try them out.
One last one. I don't know how we got into this subject, but this is from a friend that we have, Krikri. He, oh my God, he is one of the most positive, helpful guys I know. Like hands down, I could call him up right now, and resourceful guy I know.
He knows everybody.
I could call him up right now and be like, hey, I need a tequila to be made tomorrow, and he's going to fucking figure it out. But that's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is that one time he was, he actually got my collab for my grill, right? So he knew a dentist. Shout outs to Roque for hooking up the grill. Did a great job. But he was like, guys, we're only one conversation away. We're only one post away. We're only one person away from blowing up. And that's literally what it is. Look at Peso Pluma. Look at Bad Bunny. Look at all these great artists or great brands. That it's only viral, one away. Mm-hmm. I feel like we haven't hit that one home run yet. And we've been grinding super, super hard for the last 7 years. And we're only one away. So we're not going to sit around and wait for that one. We got to literally work our ass off every single day.
There's
a
quote that I heard that I saw that goes along those lines. It says, for all of you guys that get discouraged, that you guys don't get likes on your business post or anything like that, it says keep posting because even if they're not liking, they're watching.
They're watching for sure.
And I was like, bro, I'm always posting like motivational things like this to my broadcast channel.
Yeah.
So the more I post that type of stuff, the more I've been seeing it lately. And, so that kind of goes hand in hand with
that. Because
like, no se agüiten, you guys keep posting.
You just don't know, like, not everyone is trying to make it like on social media like us or whatever, right? There's different techniques for like, for example, someone that wants to become a doctor or a nurse, whatever, right? Whatever it is, there's different techniques. But like what I see working on our side is like, for example, if there's something trending, right? If there's something trending on social media, and if you're looking to make it on social media, jump on the trend right away, right when you see it. Don't wait till tomorrow. No, do it right now. So like, for example, there's a trend right now going on pretty much remaking Bad Bunny's album cover and putting like your own twist to it. So I literally did that for the X-Phobia night promo. So I literally put only 10 days left for our Halloween party or whatever, right? So you just never know. It could probably get 1,000 likes, it could get 10 likes, or you get 1,000,000 likes. You just don't know. So you got to keep, you know, casting and fishing because you never know when that pinche big ass fish is going to bite. So I don't know how we got into all this, but
échale ganas. More of the story.
Échale chingo de ganas.
But all right, you guys, thank you all so much for joining us on this episode. And shout out to Lily and Bay because this is week 2 that we post on Wednesday, 9 a.m. But I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast.
Let's go.
Bye. Oh my gosh. Wait.
What?
The next podcast will be
the week of X-Phobia
night.
The day
before we leave to Texas.
Oh, yeah. Holy moly. Guys, get your tickets, man. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a night to remember.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
We'll see you guys on the next one. Nos vemos. Bye.